Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
For another episode of Happy Hour. I totally messed up opening that beer. All right.
Cornball.
We are here. Another episode of Happy Hour. Lauren is here joining us.
Hey.
Lauren, how are you doing today, my man?
Good. I think I'm somewhat fully recovered from last weekend's events and all that.
Oh, so yeah. You had a lot of wrestling last weekend.
Yeah, I'm amazed I didn't, like, burn myself up, but my voice was absolutely shot from at All Out, so I'm just like,
What are you drinking? What are you drinking tonight, bud? What's on the menu for Lauren?
I am drinking is called Patterns. IPA from Anchorage Brewing Company.
Nice. Today I'm drinking a Shiner Bock.
Shiner Bock.
Yeah, some Shiner Bock. Pretty
bump for Shiner Bock. Let's go.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I do.
Who's music? We are missing somebody.
Oh no. What are we doing?
Hey guys. Sorry, I'm late. Sorry, I'm late, babies. Got the world champion of podcasting here, of course.
The world champion of podcasting, bold claim.
What are we on the PWI Podcast 500?
PWI Podcast 500.
Where's our rankings?
The champion of podcasting obviously has to get his own walk-on music. So,
of course.
So take that, folks. Welcome to the Happy Hour. I'm the actual host of today's episode. Get out of here, Mikey.
Okay. No, all right, bye.
Stay, please. Bye. Oh no, he's gone. I don't have leave music for you. Do I have a soundboard?
No.
Have a soundboard?
No, please don't have a soundboard. What's on the menu for you tonight in terms of drinkage? Now that you've made your grand entrance.
Yes, thank you. I hope my grand entrance lives to the hype. Drinking the sweet stylings of one Mountain Dew. Original.
Original.
Yeah. It's tastes gross. It's just sugar. Mountain Dew just tastes like sugar, yeah. But it's what it has to be for me to drink. I don't drink, honestly, I think this is like the only soda I drink nowadays, and maybe that's a bad thing.
I drink way too much soda. So I'd rather be on the level of drinking just one soda instead of drinking all of the soda. Also, my glass says "Someone get this beer a guy," and I think it's very funny.
That sounds like something you would purchase. 100%.
It was a gift.
Okay. Was it a straight up gift or a gag gift?
A gift. It's a gift from my parents when they always get me like a drinking gift for like Christmas or my birthday. Oh. I also have like a beer glass that looks like a dumbbell.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very funny, which I still have not taken out of the box because I do not know when I'm going to use that glass.
Fair enough. That is the irony. The irony behind you having a dumbbell beer drinking glass and you just don't want to open it up out of the packaging.
It's been sitting in the same spot for like since I got it.
It's the irony of the
Maybe next week's Happy Hour, I'll bust it out.
Oh my god.
I'll get ripped.
get ripped.
Lauren, how are you doing? You're coming back from a huge weekend in Chicago, right?
I know, yeah. I told Mikey how I'm like somewhat recovered from all of the weekend's shenanigans and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. So it seems like a lot. I'm still catching up myself. I was gone. I went to Nashville last weekend.
Ooh, Nashville.
There's no wrestling happening there.
I was going to say, Basement East is still indisposed, unfortunately.
Nashville was, can I just say it? And maybe it's me being an old fogey, but like Nashville, known famously for its Broadway, for its honky tonk bar on like every other building, I guess. My girlfriend and I, we drove down it and we were both looked at all everything and we're like, big nope. Not only are we not like huge, like crowded room bar people, but like I was thinking it was like COVID and like I was like no, I'm not doing this. So I'm a big old loser, and that's fine because I want it all together because I have a championship title, that's what I mean. So I don't need to be a loser because I'm the champion. I'm holding it upside down like the Great Khali. I'm not a loser. I'm a champion, baby. Champions are never losers. Name one champion that's a loser and I'll show you.
Technically, you can't have a champion that's a loser because if they lost, they wouldn't be champions.
Then they're losers.
No, I'm a WWE champion, so I lose as well.
WWE.
I'm a WWE Universal Champion, therefore I lose always.
Yeah, so I'll get pinned by like Xavier Woods, but he'll never challenge me for that title.
And then Goldberg will take it off of me in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so everything's fine. Everything's fine. There you go.
As always. Know.
The more you know, baby. I'm glad you guys are doing okay. I'm glad you guys are doing good. I forgot to put my timer on the beginning of the game, so I don't know what I'm doing, but that's all I know. So I guess that's an error on my part.
Uh-oh.
So I apologize. Mikey, anything to discuss? Anything to get off your chest? Anything happened the past week that you need to get off your chest?
Anything I need to get off my chest? Well, the thing I need to get off my chest is Riot. I'm coming for you for
what?
That World Podcasting Championship.
What?
Riot, this is me.
Am I roughing?
Throwing down the gauntlet for that title. And I'm coming for it next week.
What?
Here on Happy Hour.
Daddy, chill.
I can't believe you just undercut my promo like that.
Holy shit. What is that?
Next week, here on Happy Hour, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, live on twitch.tv/countout. I'm coming for you and that World Podcasting Championship. So be ready. Thumbs up.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Don't boo me, I'm right!
Oh, wait, hold on. I have that one. Where'd that go?
Oh, why are you booing me? I'm right.
I love that one. I don't know why, but the why are you booing me? I'm right always makes me laugh.
Why you boo me, bro?
Why are you booing me? I'm right.
Oh, my God. Lauren, do you have anything to get off your chest? Is it a challenge for the title?
No, I guess I'm going to have to be the referee for that shit. So I'll try to be fair and decisive in my pinfall counts and whatnot, and I will not be taking any cash offers from either of you.
Hold on.
Hold
on, we have a couple order. I have a couple games prepared.
Oh no.
I'm not stop making me take your money.
What do you mean, guys? It's good idea.
I might just block Ryan on Venmo tonight.
Ryan's just out here being Mother Teresa in this.
I'm the champion of podcasting, so that means I get the Mr. Moneybags what is that called? The winner's purse.
Oh, the winner's purse. So.
You want to hear something sad? All the title belts I bought for like parties and stuff to like go to have like competitions and like win the title belts. I bought them all.
Parties? So, you buy titles for parties? What are you talking
about? So like I went to a Halloween party and my costume was an AEW referee, so I was like, I need to bring some titles. So I like, as like a joke, you know, because literally at this person's party I was going to, we always do beer pong doubles, always. Always. So I was like, what if I just get tag team belts and bring them and, like, as a joke, referee tag team matches for the titles all night, and I did, and it was fun. And then I brought them to a separate party where my friends were super into it, left them at his house, so I don't have those anymore because somebody didn't win those. And then I also bought an AEW replica belt because me and my friends like to play Smash Bros. We have it's the Ding Donk Championship now because we play Donkey Kong. It used to be the Ding Dong because we would play Mac, Little Mac. Or the Ding Ding Championship, and now it's the Ding Dong because Donkey Kong. And now my friend won the belt off of me little while ago.
I remember in college, Mikey, I don't know if you remember this, but in college, my friend group of a bunch of rowdy boys calling ourselves the Dirty Boys.
The Dirty Boys, yes.
The Dirty Boys.
The famous group.
The famous Dirty Boys, yes.
Infamous, if you will. We had a Twister Championship where we would play Twister, and whoever would win would become the Twister champion. And that champion, of course, will have to defend his title in various Twister matches. It's much like the BTE title, but exclusively to Twister.
Very nice. I think I remember this because this was the same day we came up with the idea for Hit the Books. One of the matches took place on the day we came up with Hit the Books.
Yes, I believe the third match of its historic reign took place in that time period. I'm just happy that I'm the podcast champion, so you guys can eat my farts.
You've proclaimed yourself this, so we need to
proclaim profits.
Sounds like it's game show time.
Oh goodness.
Sorry, Lauren, were you saying something?
No, never. I forget now.
You can go on.
No, I don't even remember now, so. Damn music! Damn clouds!
Old man yells at clouds.
Damn clouds!
Old man yells at clouds. Oh man, that's a good one. I really like that. That's a good one.
Who wears the title around their neck like that?
What do you mean?
There's definitely an indie wrestler.
Gray.
Right, Gray did. There was somebody who definitely wore the title like that, and I couldn't remember who it was.
That's right, I'm secretly the Fiend.
Oh shit. I rescind my challenge.
You're screwed.
I don't want that Fiend tea. No, thank you.
Is the music too loud?
No. Ryan, are you ever going to stop the music and are we going to start this game?
What do you mean?
What game is it, man? Stop playing the game.
I feel like we have Ryan has a game in mind, and usually he plays music to intro it, but he just won't stop this time.
He's been a stinker. He's been a real stinker today.
This is why I'm challenging him for that championship, because he doesn't deserve it.
Welcome to Draft That.
There it is.
There we go. Draft That. Draft That. Have you guys ever, Lauren, have you ever played Draft That?
I have no idea what this game is, but...
Ryan asking us...
You didn't even explain
it. Have you played this game I invented maybe like 2 hours ago?
Hell no.
Draft That, it's quite simple, Lauren. And Mikey, okay. I guess if I must, I'll explain the game for you guys. Basically, very simple game. We all know that we all use Twitter, right?
Okay.
We all use Twitter. Mm-hmm. So this game is quite simply, I'm going to open up the Twitter drafts section of the Twitter page, and I'm going to read off a tweet that is either unfinished or finished, but I never tweeted. And I need you all to hit me with your best completion of the tweet or the best revision of the tweet. And the best one I'll give $1 to.
So you're just going to use this for clout, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
We're going to improve these tweets for you. You're going to tweet them out, and then you're going to get
and
all
then we're gonna, we're going to monetize.
And we're going to get zero...
We're getting monetized.
Yeah.
We're getting monetized. That's our credit.
That's true. We are getting
it's
a
dollar of our hush money.
It's hush money. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, yes, I mean, I worked hard on these tweets.
It's hush money, he says, as he broadcasts it live on Twitch.
I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, why don't you hit us with a couple? Why don't you hit us with them? Let's see.
Sure. These tweets. Sure. Let's see. I didn't pick any tweets to begin with. Let's see. Here we go. Great tweet. Andrade? ? More like Andrade. Yay.
More like delete the draft.
Yeah. Seriously, delete that shit. What did we do to deserve
that
tweet?
That's how they improve that one. Just get rid of it.
That is so like
more
Ryan
like Andrade. Hey, please don't tweet that.
No, that's so like pun lord like.
Andrade, hey, we lost a bunch of followers for that one.
Oh, no.
So Mikey, you made a bunch, but I gotta need a proper submission. I'll let you pick. Lauren, do you got a tweet?
Wait.
Andrade, more like Andrade, yay.
I will put in parentheses, do not take this tweet seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This will only be up for several hours, and I'm deleting this crap because I got hacked.
Or just Andrade, more like Andrade, yay, ... I'm sorry.
Mikey, Lauren, I like yours. The I'm sorry, that I'm deleting this soon. Mikey, what's yours? What do you got for me?
I think I'm gonna.
How do you make my tweets better?
I think I'm just gonna go with Andrade, more like Andrade, yay, ... I'm so sorry, please do not unfollow us.
I think because Lauren just fucking walked away, Mikey, I'm gonna give you points for that one.
Alright.
He just got up and walked away. What the heck? More like Andrade. What was it? More like Andrade? More like Andrade, yay. ... Please, would you say please don't unfollow us?
Yes.
Please don't unfollow us.
Perfect. Tweeted. Next up, Mikey, that's $1 for you. Let me write this down, probably.
Oh, boo.
Is this what? Okay, now I have to go block Ryan. I have to go block Ryan on Venmo. So we can't waste his money on silly games.
Okay.
I can't wait to see how that tweet does.
If it does good at all,
that tweet's gonna blow up. We're gonna get mad numbers on that tweet.
The clout, man.
Okay, here we go. Karrion Kross should be the next Goldberg.
Just end it there.
That's it.
Just end it there.
That's it.
Just end it there. There's no turning back from that tweet.
No, Karrion Kross should be the next Gimpberg.
is that your submission? That,
yeah, that's my official submission.
That okay, fuck. Give him
or just dollar. Gilbert.
Oh. Gilbert.
I like Gimpberg.
I like
Ryan.
That.
Yeah, we'll do.
You've been blocked on Venmo. Take that.
Oh no!
Holy crap!
Can't crush me. The next Gimpberg.
Gimpberg. Gimpberg.
God,
we're tweeting these out. I was gonna be like, were you hacked?
Oh, but yes, somebody's gonna be really suspicious about where all these stupid tweets are coming from.
I was about to say something really bad, but I'm saving it for off camera.
Like, is there any wrestling happening right now to even live tweet about? Like, there's not, like, these are coming from literal nowhere.
IWTV, I think,
like, all like we're sending out Andrade tweets, Karrion Kross tweets, something about Goldberg. I don't know.
Here, well, the only one we're going against currently right now, since we are live on Twitch on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m., twitch.tv/countout, that's called a plug, because I'm the podcast champion!
Stop there. Plugging our show.
The Mountain Dew is a little bit much, Ryan.
We'll do one that's Impact-related. I think the same argument that is for Chris Bay was the same argument for Ace Austin a couple years ago.
Ooh.
I don't watch Impact enough to help with this one. Lauren, this is going to have to be really
if Lauren can get a solid revision, he can get a full dollar.
I'm like trying to think here because, I mean, I guess the same argument. But at least Chris Bay got that New Japan Bullet Club gig.
This is true. This is true. But can you make this tweet better or more?
I know. I'm trying to think.
I can read it again. I think the same argument that is for Chris Bay was the same argument for Ace Austin a couple years ago. I don't know why I didn't tweet that, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
I think it just doesn't make sense how I wrote it.
I have like nothing for that, honestly. I mean, you can almost just leave it like that for them.
Mikey, how do we make tweet better?
I have no idea.
You can replace the people involved. You can, guys. These tweets are completely interchangeable. You can change it however you like.
I just have zero idea. You already get it. I have zero idea, man.
People are actually liking these. I don't know. I'm trying to think of another more wrestlers.
30 seconds on the clock.
I don't know. I think that tweet is just good as is.
And that's what I was thinking too. I don't really like.
I don't think there's anything to fix with that one. That's just an opinion, yeah, man.
I'm the same way. Like, why fix something that isn't broken?
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. Exactly. What?
Now you guys were wrong. The tweet was good as is, so no one gets anything. Disappointing.
Okay.
Disappointing.
Ryan's like, oh man, my tweet was good.
My tweets can't be good. All right, here we go.
I mean, you're allowed to have a good one after Andrade, more like Andrade.
Andrade.
Fair point.
That makes up like 6 bad ones.
Yeah,
I should be said that all these tweets are originally gold, so you know, you can't come for the crown if you don't have the knife.
A what?
Okay, okay, Alley Cat.
I'm going to strike while the tea is hot, mother truckers. As a wrestling fan, I think we should just be happy Kanye and Drake put out new music. Why be negative and compare the two? Both are great, and there's no reason to critique. Just be positive, guys.
What? Wait, that doesn't make it...
What?
Wait. Repeat.
Repeat that.
I have drafted here. As a wrestling fan, I think we should just be happy Kanye and Drake put out new music. Why be negative and compare the two? Both are great, and there's no reason to critique. Just be positive, guys.
That is such a passive-aggressive
this
tweet.
This sounds like it's supposed to be a reference.
It's such an IWC reference. My goodness.
Yeah, it is a passive tweet. But how do I make this tweet better? I'm coming to you guys. Hat in hand. How rarely do you have me, the podcasting champion, come hat in hand to you all?
Oh, please. my goodness.
Just tweet out what you're thinking, bro. Stop being so passive aggressive.
No.
Either of you.
I'm going to add a GIF.
GIF tweet.
Ooh, what's the GIF?
I'm going to say.
That's a good twist.
I'm going to use since I just ran into him this past weekend, I'm going to use the crying wrestling fan and say, it's still real to me, damn it.
The old one or the new one?
The old one.
All right.
I met the guy. I met the, it's still real to me, damn it.
Oh, nice.
He was at all the show.
Of course he was. Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah.
He's a fan, amazing. Clearly.
It's still real to me.
Mikey, do you have a revision?
I don't know. That gif sounds pretty good.
Are you defaulting?
Where's
the competition?
Why?
This is, dude, where are they?
My dollar.
I used to earn it.
I want my lunch money.
Because I don't know what you're passively aggressively referencing, so I can't.
Well, so it sounds like you want to make it less passive and more active?
If I knew what you were referencing, I could fix it, but I don't.
Well, honestly, he's just referencing how everyone argues on Twitter, so.
It's actually kind of a subtweet to WrestleJoy.
WrestleJoy? I have no idea. Yeah, I have no clue what you're referencing.
Where's my money, WrestleJoy? Where's my money? I'm calling you out.
That's the tweet.
What's the tweet?
Hey,
just exactly that tweet, and then like enter and just be like, please, where's at Lauren's money?
You can send it to me. Thanks to you, I started Your Dose of Death podcast. So suck it.
I'm gonna give Lauren the dollar.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm gonna give Lauren the dollar. I'm tweeting it out. There we go. Another solid tweet for the archive.
Donda. Donda sucks, by the way, so I could give less of a shit. Donda sucks. Drake's stuff is dope.
Isn't Donda that album he made like in the stadium that he lived in for like a month?
Mercedes.
Yeah, literally, he made it in a stadium and he did listening parties. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even show up for like an hour plus.
It kind of sounds like our editing parties in fucking college where we would just all get in like a little room and like the little editing bays and just all edit stuff together and be like, is this good? I don't know if it's good.
This good, sure.
Is that Ryan
trying to shut us up?
I want my royalties, Russell Joy. I want my royalties.
Did you write for Russell Joy or something?
No, I got pissed at them because they were covering deathmatch wrestling like crap.
Yeah.
And I was not afraid to tell it to them. And I'm like, you know what? Instead of being an angry tweeter, I'm just going to be productive. And then I'm just going to be like, if anyone ever asks me why I started this podcast, like, I'm just going to be like, well, you can thank Russell Joy for that one.
One of the many things. Speaking of things, I have another tweet, final tweet for you guys. Ready? Okay. One thing.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got. That's all I had.
Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. Wait.
Okay.
One thing I need to get off my chest is that wrestling fans are some of the greatest people on earth, but also some of the worst people on earth.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Not incorrect.
Not incorrect. Mikey, do you have a revision?
One thing.
Two thing.
Yeah. One thing, two thing, red thing, blue thing.
We're in a Dr. Seuss novel here.
One thing, two thing, red sting, blue sting.
Oh, that's the dollar there, baby. That's the dollar.
One, I can't get mad at that.
One get sting, that. Two sting.
Red sting, blue sting.
Oh my god,
that's beautiful.
And then just add a gif of Sting taking his mask off to reveal the same face paint underneath.
Oh, well, I already tweeted it. I think that was a success. I think that game was a full round of success. Oh my god, do we have a buzzer time? for that success? I don't have anything.
Here, we'll do it for you.
I don't have a soundboard thing that's a positive thing.
Ryan is on the attack today.
Is that like a personal attack or something?
Yeah. Been attacked. That would be something that might work. That like a bunch of my coworkers, whenever they felt like attacked, they'd just be like, "I feel attacked," and I'm like, "About what?" They're just like, "I feel attacked." Like, about what? What are you attacked about?
Should we go to the next segment?
Yes, why don't we?
Let's do this.
Nice transition.
Thank you.
Use the old Batman transition.
Hopefully they don't get banned on Twitch.
We're going down to the farm. The devil was down in Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
Oh, you don't recognize the song?
The Surprise is Right song.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's on The Price is Right, so.
Welcome, everybody.
It's Family
to
Feud.
Let's play the feud. The Countout Family Feud.
Yeah.
The Countout Family Feud, baby. Have you guys ever played the family count out? Sorry, legally. The count out family feud?
Legally.
No.
Family Feud's an interesting game to play with three of us.
Well, I'm not playing, I'm the host.
No.
Basically, so the game's going to be teams. Well, there should have been a third person, but Sky couldn't make it today. That's fine. It's 1:30 for her.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So basically, Family Feud. Have you guys ever seen the Family Feud?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank God. That would have been real awkward if I had to explain the Family Feud here.
Yes, I don't live under Family a rock. Good to know.
Explaining Family Feud is people give funny answers. Steve Harvey react.
Yeah, that's pretty.
This is.
They're so like basically, penis, and he's like, "What?" And that's the whole show.
Is that what he's like? No. So basically, I got 8 questions for you. I've pulled a great audience for us today, and I got 8 questions for us. And basically, it's a team game. So you guys are working together. That's right. You guys are working together to earn as much money as possible. So basically, I'm going to give you the questions. I'm going to give you however many of the top possible answers for that question. And if you guys are able, to get all of them correct, all the questions, all the answers, I guess, on the board with by avoiding all 3 strikes, then $20 will go into your team's pot. Ooh. Get all the answers right, that's 20 times 8. That's $400,
That's a lot of... money.
I'm not. I have already blocked you on Venmo. You're not giving me the shit.
No, sorry. $160. I'm a fool. $160.
Still not letting you give me that much money.
Well,
stop being like
your money.
Scrooge
your money is no good here.
Stop being such a Scrooge about it. Bah humbug.
I feel bad taking the guy's money. He doesn't. He's not.
If the
listen,
man wants
we've
to give
this,
us money.
We've done this for 4 weeks plus the pilot episode, and every week he's giving away money. I can't let him keep doing this.
Hey, he's being a
bad guy. This dude's got rent to pay.
I have a mortgage to pay. You're saying?
Oh, he needs some milk.
That guy's hurt.
Why that one? Why was that your go-to there?
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Damn, Daniel.
Anyways. Question number 1 on the Family Countout Family Feud game, TM.
TM.
According to his personal notebook, name Ryan Knightsey's favorite wrestling promotion in 2021. Top 4 answers on the board. Mikey, you're up first.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Correct! Number 1 with 48 votes. Number 1 for Bullet, 48. Lauren.
AEW.
Ooh, sorry. First strike. According to Ryan's personal notebook, AEW is for some reason not there.
Wow.
And it should be noted that Ryan's personal notebook is based off the matches he watched. So maybe Ryan watched a bunch of dark matches and that lowered the score.
Oh.
But that is, of course, 1 strike. Mikey.
Wait, are AEW and AEW Dark separate?
No.
Okay.
They're all 1 thing.
Okay, it's all the same entity. Okay.
Yes. Mikey, you got 1 strike as a team. What are you guys thinking? You guys, of course, are a team, so you guys can come
up. We can talk it out, yeah. So, okay. Ryan likes...
I was going to say, Impact also.
Ryan's a huge technical
also.
Wrestling fan. So, like, where's the technical wrestling at? I know.
ROH.
That's why I went... I'm gonna go with Ring of Honor.
Correct.
Hey. Good call, Lauren. Good call.
Ring of Honor number 3 on the board with 18 points.
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah. Can't be Family Feud without someone doing that.
Lauren, you're up.
Good answer.
You got 2 more on the board. With 1 strike left to go before you lose.
Oh, 1 strike or 2 strikes?
You have
3 strikes, I thought.
Yeah, sorry. I wrote down the next one I shouldn't have.
Damn.
I feel like...
What else? What else is good for technical wrestling?
Like Impact?
Impact? I don't... Maybe. I could see that.
He always talks about Impact more than most of us.
He does. I'm also thinking Beyond as well is another one that's in my head.
Beyond, yeah. But I feel like we're talking like major promotions first, so...
It's Ryan. It doesn't have to be.
It is. Okay, fine. What do you think?
It's your turn, so. You're the one who gives the final say.
I'm going to go with Impact.
You're going to go with Impact?
Yeah.
Moment of truth.
Ooh, 2nd strike. Impact.
Really?
That is surprising, actually.
Impact not on the board. Mikey,
Impact not being there is definitely surprising to me.
That's a shocker to me.
You got 1 strike left and 2 on the board. Mikey, can you get a guess?
What?
Beauty has it.
Been a place. that's had good wrestling that you've been freaking out in the group chat about a lot. What I'm trying.
It doesn't necessarily. I'll give you a hint. It doesn't necessarily have to be good wrestling, because it is slightly skewed that like the less wrestling I watch, sometimes the higher it is. So if it's like I watch not a lot of it, but it's really good, then it gets higher up on the board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with beyond wrestling. I'm gonna go with my gut on this one.
That's your final one?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. Three. Incorrect. That's strike number three. You guys missed that.
I had a feeling.
$20.
Bummer.
The answers were New Japan. I'm on the audience. New. Oh, wait. Hold on. I have this. Hold on.
You have this?
Wait, what?
I have this.
Oh, no.
You have an audience screaming, New Japan.
Okay. No. Number one, New Japan. Number two, Stardom.
Oh. Okay.
Number three, Ring of Honor.
We got two. Okay. We got one and three.
Mikey, if you can't tell, I'm doing the dumb little echo chamber.
Oh, I see.
Number four, NWA.
Oh, that I should have guessed.
I haven't watched a lot of NWA, but what I have watched was basically Empower.
I should have guessed.
That was really good.
Yeah.
But you guys missed down $20, so let's move on to question number two. According to his personal notebook, name Ryan's five... Sorry,
all the
five.
Questions about you?
Who knows? Got top seven answers on the board. According to his personal notebook, name Ryan's favorite wrestlers of all time.
Zack Sabre Jr.
It's Lawrence Turn.
I was almost going to say Zack Sabre Jr. too, but that's just me.
What's your guys' guess?
Zack Sabre Jr. Just go with that.
Really?
Incorrect. Yeah.
Seriously? Incorrect.
Mikey doesn't understand the champion. The champion is here.
Ryan, you're a huge ZSJ fan, and you cannot lie to me.
The champ is here, Mikey.
And his name is John C.
Mikey, your turn.
Could you just one week just
I don't know.
Play that
I'm,
entire
I'm,
bit?
I'm like shook. I'm shook Zack Sabre Jr. wasn't an answer.
No.
Chris Dickinson.
Ooh.
So the guess?
Yeah.
I think, Mikey, what I'm learning is that you think I'm a big fan about technical wrestlers.
You are. That's are you not?
I am, but not a huge fan like you think I am, apparently.
Well, I've literally seen you tweet a lot. Good things about Chris Dickinson, so
holy
that's what I'm
shit.
Going off of.
Chris Dickinson is incorrect. You guys got none on the board, and you have
strikes.
One strike left. You have one strike left. Right. Lauren.
Okay.
Turn this around for your team.
I apparently don't know you as well as I thought.
Apparently? What kind of friend are you, Mikey?
Hold on.
I got a thing. Do I have
what
a thing?
What kind of friend are you?
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Lauren.
Oh shit!
Not today.
I'm gonna say Jonathan Gresham.
Oh, Jonathan Gresham. That's a good one. Fucking seriously? You're shitting me?
You guys got none of them.
I don't know how we got none of them.
Mikey, we're
these
gonna
are three
have
wrestlers
have
you talk about very fucking highly. So that's why I was.
I'm amazed.
Me too.
What are you guys gonna be? You guys might
it's
be
all stardom. It's gonna be all stardom people. Just watch.
Well, what am I, Scotty Edwards? Here we go. Number one. Well, should we go? Should we go from down or up? Let's go down. Number
down,
seven.
Down. Yeah, lower top.
Number seven, Nick Jackson.
Nope, never would have guessed that.
What?
Number six.
Is it Matt Jackson?
Tomohiro Ishii.
Okay.
We'll do the other delay. Number five. Kazuchika Okada!
Okay.
Yeah, right. I didn't name any New Japan guys except for ZSJ, I guess.
No, you didn't. Number four, Shingo Takagi!
Okay.
Number three, Kota Ibushi!
I was gonna say him next.
Number two, Will Ospreay, based on wrestling alone. And number one, Volter!
I love Volter, dude.
Walter's so good. Every match I've seen is like at least great.
That's
so,
right.
That's true.
Walter versus Mike Bailey literally made me cry. So
It's so good. That's such a good one.
Well, you guys missed out on the, you guys missed out on $40 so far, but let's see if you can make it up. And the question
apparently
number three,
we don't know you as well as we thought we did.
I was gonna say your journal is a lot more intuitive.
Well, maybe you guys know yourselves, because question number three, we got the top, how many got I think five?
And I wish I knew myself.
The top five answers on the board. Name Mikey's favorite Countdown Network podcast of all time. Mikey, you're first.
You asked me this question earlier, and I didn't even answer. So I don't know how you have an answer for this.
I have five, at least.
Hit the books.
Correct. That is number five with one vote.
Damn. Only one vote? Crap.
Damn, Daniel.
We're shooting on our own podcast.
I'm so sorry for anyone who has to listen to this.
Man, 3 years. 3 years you ran that show. Really? Just one?
We're shooting on ourselves. Holy crap. What is wrong with us?
Hey, Lauren, what's your guess?
Okay.
I'll get us out of this. Hold on. Lauren, you're top.
Okay. G1 and only.
Correct. Number three with 23 votes.
Okay.
Mikey, you're up.
Oh God.
These votes I actually have written down, by the way. I did all the math and they all add up to 100. It's all perfect.
Nice. How to talk to your friend about wrestling. That is upsetting.
How awkward. How awkward.
Isn't it just?
They're probably listening to this afterwards. Their teeth are, they're seething.
They're listening to this
teeth.
And are like, and we're no longer with the Countout Network.
Oh no.
We are writing our statements.
Hey, it's not me, guys. It's not me. It's all Mikey. These are Mikey's top five favorites. So, I mean, voted by the audience. So it's not my
fault. My top five favorites voted by the audience.
Lauren, you're up.
And somehow, when I give an answer on my favorite on the podcast, it's wrong.
Indy Waters.
Incorrect.
Fucking kidding me.
I'm really shooting on myself today, huh?
The hell?
So far, podcasts with Mikey on them have gotten one vote total.
Holy crap.
You're noticing a trend, I guess. Mikey, your vote. You have two strikes already. Can you figure out the rest?
Is it just Ryan's spot? Ring Post Radio. Number one answer? Question mark?
Correct! Number two with 34 points. Number two, right above G1 and only.
Oh my god, I think I know the number one. No, I don't know, maybe.
Lauren, your turn. Remember, you guys are a team. You guys can work together here.
Listen, Lauren.
What are you thinking, Mikey?
I'm thinking my thought is Ryan's old retired podcast.
There was one before?
Wrestling with Statistics. Is my guess for the number one answer. But it's not my guess.
What is it called?
Wrestling with Statistics.
Okay, Wrestling with Statistics? Question mark?
Lauren, is that your final guess?
Yeah, I have nothing better.
I knew it.
Here we go. Nuts number four with seven votes.
I knew it was on the board, though.
That was number four. That was on the board. You're missing number one. Yes, you're missing number one. You got Ring Post Radio, G1 and only, the unnamed for like 3 years, Wrestling and Statistics, and the Hit the Books podcast. Dude, we got one more, Mikey. Name number one option here. Name Mikey's favorite Countdown Network podcast of all time.
Is it Mikey's Indy 500?
Three strikes and you're
all the ones
out.
With me in it are not my favorites.
Son of a bitch.
Well, that's incorrect, because number one is Happy Hour. Hold on. Happy Hour. Hold on. 35 votes. That's 35 votes for Happy Hour, 34 votes for Ring Post Radio. The audience is quite split on that one.
Incredible.
Okay, what you guys moving on to
number. I want to know who you asked on.
Yeah, that's my question too.
Where you got these answers from?
Moving on to number four. Name Zach Batista's most used passwords.
The fuck?
I wish Batista was on this episode.
Lauren, you're up first.
In the waters?
Name Batista's address.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Number two right there. Indie Waters, hashtag 420. I'll give it to you on that one.
Oh my Mikey. God. What did he use? What did we give him on Zach last name? Oh fuck. What was the name we gave him on Zach last name?
Oh my God.
It wasn't Zach. We didn't end up going with Zach Gulak, which was the funniest one to me.
That's funny.
Oh, what did we end up going with? I forgot.
While you're thinking of that, there's also there's two options on the board here. Could be that, could not be that, but there are also other options.
I'm gonna go with Zach Gulak.
Correct. That's number one option with 77 votes. Zach Gulak 420 exclamation mark.
Do they all have 420 at the end?
I don't know. The audience. This Seems is the audience. Like Lauren, what do you think? The last one here, if you guys are trying to get these $20, name Zach Batista's most used password.
Is it his address? Is it his address?
Which is?
I don't know.
Mikey, can you help him out as a team member?
No, I actually legitimately don't know it, and I wouldn't knock him on the on.
So, but it should, as long as it's like an address, I would think that should be fine.
No, incorrect. Nah. The audience does not know what his address is because he refused to reveal it on the podcast, which is a goal of mine.
Is it his mother's maiden name?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oof. Mother of God.
No, in fact, not his mother. we got last one. Lauren, can you bring it home? Can we get that $20? Name Zach Batista's most used password.
Mikey,
Zach
help me out
Batista
here.
Batista is the most used password.
Mikey, help me out here.
I guess the top one here, so.
Okay.
I guess two out of the three of them. Lauren, you got to start pulling your weight. No, you don't. You guess one.
The team.
Well, what am I supposed to do here?
Batista's last password.
Is it?
I'm trying to think of all the references we've made here.
Zach Batista.
Is it the animal 420?
This is Lauren's guess here.
Is it animal 420? I'm just gonna go with that.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you guys. It's actually I Walk Alone .420.
That's great.
There we go.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to know what Zach Batista's most used passwords are, it was Zach Rocks Zach Gulak 420 exclamation mark, Indie Waters hashtag 420, and then I Walk Alone in all caps .420.
I Walk Alone.
Right, this one should be super easy, guys. Moving on to question number five for $20. So you guys got $20. So good job.
Yeah.
Question number five. Name. We got how many answers on the board? We got six answers on the board. Give me the best name based on audience votes. Best name. Here we go.
Whose guess is it?
Wait,
Mikey, you're off.
That's
are
name
all the
like...
answers. Ryan.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Correct.
Wait,
correct.
What is it that we're exactly guessing?
What is the best name? The best name.
So you're telling me it's not Ryan?
That is incorrect, sir.
Is it Leroy? Damn it.
No, but I feel like I should have a new buzzer for that one. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
Leroy! Yes! Hey, I was with that man.
Is it Jude? How dare you?
Correct.
How
incorrect. You guys had all of it.
Shoot on
I, don't
your
how,
like
I don't know how you guys got all three of those wrong. That was super easy.
What was it supposed to be?
Okay, we're starting from number seven. Number one. Number seven. Steven. Oh, when I say number seven, that was number six. Number five. Denim.
Denim what?
Huh?
Number four. Arson.
What?
These are real names. That's a shoot, brother. That's a shoot. These are I googled it. These are real names. Number three. Lance. Good, solid name. Number two. Carl.
Carl.
And number one. Yance.
Yance.
Like
Yance.
Lance. It's like Lance, but
with
Yance.
A Y.
Yeah, because why not? Moving on to question number six. Moving on to question number six.
Based on how this whole game was going, I'm surprised every answer wasn't just Ryan Knightsy.
Oh, here. My goodness.
Question number six. Top five answers on the board. Again, this is for $20. To add to your $20 already and make it $40, you guys both walk away with $20 if that's the case.
Okay.
Most famous WWE champions. Not the podcast championship. Most famous championship. Mikey, I believe you go first.
Most famous WWE champions.
WWE,
yeah. John Cena.
Correct, Amundo. John Cena was number two with 28.
Interesting.
28 votes.
Two.
Lauren.
Name the
most famous WWE champion.
The Rock.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go with Edge. Really?
Incorrect. Wow, he is not. This is daughter. This is also a shoot list that I didn't make. I went to the internet to find these.
Really? Edge isn't. How is Edge not on the list of best WWE?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised by that.
I'm surprised you guys aren't thinking of more famous people here. Lauren. What's your guess?
Stone Cold Steve.
What do you
Austin?
Mean, more famous people? We had John Cena,
we
The Rock,
Rock,
Edge, and Stone Cold.
Stone Cold is correct. And
if we didn't get Stone Cold right, I would have been like, I'm done.
You got number two with John Cena, number three with Stone Cold Steve Austin. You're still missing 1, 4, and 5, Mikey.
Oh,
you got two strikes already. Can you try to clamp the board before that third strike comes in? Lauren, what was that?
It's not my turn.
Oh, well, you guys are a team. You guys are working together.
Mikey.
What?
Brock.
You're thinking Brock? I'm thinking like Hogan, Flair.
Oh, maybe. Okay, then that makes more sense.
But at this point, I'm second guessing myself because Edge wasn't on the list and neither was The Rock. So it's just like a...
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm also thinking Mick Foley because he was a champion for a little.
Nichols.
He was a champion for like a little bit, but he was very popular.
Nichols.
I don't need an answer, Lauren. I believe Lauren is your guess. No, it's
Mikey's
guess.
I'm gonna go Ric Flair.
Who
made this list?
Daughter. Who made this list?
I don't remember where I got the list from, but this was a shoot list. So we're gonna start at number five. You guys are going to be very upset about this entire list. Number five, Brock Lesnar.
Fuck, Lauren, you're right.
So disappointing. Number four, Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Well, I mean, he's on the list, guys.
When was the last time anyone's gave a shit about Bruno Sammartino?
Number three was Steve Austin. Number two was John Cena. Number one, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I should have said Hulk Hogan. I said it too, but I didn't.
You guys said Brock. You guys said Hogan. No, Bruno Sammartino.
I don't know who made this
one.
List, but Edge should be on there. Rock should be on there.
Are you saying that Edge is more famous than those five people I just named?
To me.
Well, there we go.
To me, I hold Edge at a higher standard than I do Bruno Sammartino.
There we go. Well, let's move on to question number seven. You guys still only have $20. So let's see if you can add it with the last two questions. Question number seven. We have the top four answers on the board. Name me the best bump.
The best bump?
Yes, the best bump.
WWE's The Bump with Renee Paquette.
I don't think Renee ever hosted The Bump.
No, she didn't.
But Lauren, I'm going to need a guess.
That's bump. Mikey, do you have any two
WWE's
cents?
WWE's The Bump with CM Punk.
It wasn't. That was backstage. You're thinking of backstage.
Backstage,
I
dude.
I always forget what the bump is. I get all their content. I get mixed up.
That's oops.
Weird. They're all the same. Lauren.
All they do is watch clips from whatever show and comment on it. It's like all the same shit. Anyway.
How about Edge and Mick Foley?
The flaming table
bump.
I should help out. This isn't like a specific bump.
Oh.
This is just like, you guys will understand when I...
Fist bump. Yeah, it's probably that.
It's fist
that,
bump.
That's the energy of answers here.
Yeah.
So what's your guys' first guess?
Fist bump,
yeah.
Someone's gonna say fist bump. Oh my god, sorry.
What?
It's not about daughter.
That's on the list. Hey, I didn't make... Guys, I wasn't pulled here, so...
Who did you pull?
I don't know.
Baby Mike, bump is my guess.
Mikey, is that your guess?
Yeah. Come on.
Incorrect.
Jesus
Come on, you
Christ.
Guys need it. Yeah.
What is everyone's...
What
smoking?
Other kind of bumps are there?
There's at least four others. Lauren, your turn.
How about...
Oh! A little bit of the bubbly!
Did
that help?
So, what's the energy we're going with here now? Like, I'm
That sort of idea of, like, something bump, the idea of what a bump is, or what a bump could be.
What a bump could be.
I guess,
like a speed bump?
I was about to say speed bump. Shit. Yeah.
Lauren, is that your guess?
Yeah, go with it.
There we go. Hey! That's number one on the list. Number one on the list. Speed bump, 66 votes.
Nice.
Mikey, I'm going to need a guess here.
Fist bump wasn't on the list, so now my whole thing is... Lauren said speed bump. Kinds of bumps. What other kinds of bumps are there?
Mm-hmm.
A bump in the night?
Ooh. That's a good
Based
one.
Based on Ryan's reaction, that's not an answer. Oh, hell yeah.
Don't doubt yourself.
Oh, hell yeah.
In the night for 11.
Nice.
That's number three. We got number two and number four we're searching for. Lauren.
What other kind of bumps are there? Bump in the night, speed bump.
Of bumps exist out there in the world.
Bumper to bumper.
That's not bad.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Ah.
Well, start off number four. Number four here. Back
bump. Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Number three, in the night, you knew. Yeah. Number two, Nate.
Nate bump?
Yeah, huh? Nate bump. He's a former MLB starter pitcher.
Nope. Oh,
pitcher I think. The Marlins in 03.
Okay. Never would have guessed that ever in my
he
life.
Is a world, he has, he's got the World Series to his name. He's a solid bump.
I haven't paid attention to wrestling since I was like 10 years old. Or not baseball since I was like 10 years old.
Well, 10 years old, 2003...
Yeah, but I was a Mets fan, not a Marlins fan. My team never made it to the World Series.
Yeah, that's fair. And number one, of course, was speed. Let's see if you guys can turn it all around, make that 20 into 40 with the final question. Question eight. This is, we got four top four answers on the board here.
Four.
Okay.
What was the category?
Name me the best Ryans, according to my father.
I knew this was coming.
Saving Private Ryan.
These are actual people.
Actual people. Okay.
Not like characters. They're legit shoot people.
It's Lauren's guess, right?
Yes. Well, I think Mikey's first, actually.
Mikey, yeah, you're first.
Is Ryan Knightsy an answer? Probably. I guess it'd be really funny if it wasn't.
It has to be that.
It'd be really funny if it wasn't.
According to my father, what's your guess?
Ryan Knightsy.
Incorrect.
My dad. I'm so sorry.
My dad, father. My father disowned me.
No, he didn't.
God damn.
Daddy, chill.
All right, famous Ryans. Famous Ryans. Okay. Ryan, I'm trying to think, like Ryan Gosling, Ryan Nemeth. He probably
Seacrest.
Doesn't know.
Ryan Seacrest.
I'm gonna need an answer.
Was it Ryan Gosling?
Correct. Hey. That was number two of 29 votes.
God damn.
Who's another famous Ryan? Ryan C. I'm gonna go Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah.
Hey, number three, 21. We're missing number one and number four.
Yeah.
You got Gosling, you got Seacrest, and you get the final two, Lauren, for $20 for the team. You get one strike.
Two strikes. I thought.
No, we have two strikes left.
Yeah,
we have two strikes left. Okay.
Yes. You did not. Ryan Knightsey was not on the board.
Still, I'm sorry.
God, I am so sorry.
I think this is the best episode yet.
This really is. We just shoot.
What's Ryan... the other Ryan? Ryan Reynolds? Oh my God, how can we not?
Ooh, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
Lauren, is that the team's guess?
Yeah, that's the guess. Let's go.
Correct. That's number one, Ryan Reynolds.
You know why? You know why? Every guy likes Ryan Reynolds.
Every guy,
I need to see that movie.
Every guy likes Ryan Reynolds,
especially my father. Apparently, you got number four left, the trickiest one. I'm not sure if you guys will be able to get this, but we'll find out. If you guys have the happy, joy, gleeful energy in your heart, maybe you can get this right.
Is that a hint?
I have no idea, Mikey.
That sounds like a hint.
Is that a hint? I have no idea.
That sounds like a hint,
Mikey.
Happy,
I think
joy,
it's worker?
Gleeful energy in my heart.
No idea if you guys will get this right.
I can't.
If Sky was on here, maybe she would have gotten it.
Okay, so British.
Oh, wait.
No, not British, but just age, I guess.
Age, okay.
Ryan.
Gender, I guess.
I had one Ryan that I thought, but there's no way it's one of the favorite Ryans.
Who'd you think?
Yeah, why don't you say it out loud?
Ryan Lochte, the former Olympian swimmer.
The guy who lied. Is he the guy who lied about getting robbed?
Yeah. The bozo.
Yeah. Oh my God. Remember when we all thought he was the next
Michael Phelps?
Yeah, Phelps. I was gonna say Phillip.
Yeah.
Phillip.
Right. Michael Phelps.
The next
Michael
Phillips.
You know, the swimmer, Mark Phillips.
All right, Ryan's.
You got two strikes left.
Come on.
We got number four here.
Famous Ryans is what I'm trying to think
famous
of.
Famous Ryans. I think this is definitely the hardest, but I would argue it is one of the more famous Ryans. But I don't think many people think of him, and that's the problem. But he is prevalent in the entertainment industry.
So we got Ryan Gosling, Ryan Seacrest, and Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yep.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Reynolds, Gosling, Seacrest. Who is
Ryan?
Ryan Ryans is a person.
Of course.
I don't think the most famous one. She's not the most famous.
Not
the reference some listeners could get.
No.
Don't Google.
Is it Ryan?
I'm not.
Is it Ryan? Ryan Reynolds, but a second time.
Is that your actual shoot guess?
I was gonna say Jesus.
I could have been given hints. Who knows?
You definitely were giving hints, and I just don't get them.
Ryan Smile? Oh! The way that hint sounded, wait, but like, you know who I'm talking about, right?
I don't.
The British wrestler? Ryan Smile?
Sure. I'll guess that.
It's probably not right, but goddamn.
What's the guess?
Ryan Smile, sure.
Is it Ryan? Oh, wait, that's what Steve Harvey does. Is it Ryan Smile?
No,
that's incorrect.
The way the hint sounded,
I have no idea who Ryan Smile is.
He was a British wrestler.
For it.
Most prevalent, Ryan, probably behind the scenes in the entertainment industry.
Behind the scenes?
Yeah, I would argue. He's kind of famous. He's well known for various shows that he's done.
Ryan.
But you would only know this if you have a happy, joyful, gleeful exuberance about
happy,
you.
Happy, joyful, gleeful exuberance.
And not a horror part of you.
Okay.
Awful hint. I really want you guys to get this. If you're in America, hopefully you don't have a horror about this.
Oh my god.
So they're like a horror... No, not a horror star.
No.
I want there to be someone listening to this right now that's just like...
screaming at Twitch, yeah.
What? I know who this is! Chat, if you're there, if there's a chat there and they're listening, please, you put in there and help them out. Help these boys out. I haven't been looking at chat at all, though.
I was going to say, has anyone even been looking?
Number four, though, one strike left. I really want you guys to get this.
Can you give us one more clue?
One more clue.
I said you need a gleeful exuberance about you. You can't have, especially in America, any sort of horror mentality. He's a producer.
Producer.
Writer. Showrunner for TV shows. The big ass hint. Big ass hint. That's not the big ass part. Is not a hint. It's not Fuego del Sol.
Fuego.
Is the first and the first name is Ryan, right?
First name is Ryan. First.
Yes.
Name. This guy has won, I think, Emmys.
Okay.
For various TV shows, one of the most popular TV shows when we were in high school.
I have no clue. Lauren, it's your guess, I think.
I have zero clue either.
It's all falling apart. I'm going to need a guess, folks. Do we have anything?
Lauren, just guess anything.
I was going to say Ryan Cabrera.
That's not a bad guess. That is not a bad guess. I kind of like that guess, but sadly, is it Ryan Cabrera?
Oh, all right, who is it?
The correct answer was Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy. Yeah, I never would have guessed that.
Ryan Murphy, television writer of...
Not once would I have ever guessed.
Is this an American Horror Story?
American Horror Story.
That's
Glee.
Why.
Yeah, fuck.
The showrunner of Glee.
I was trying to... I was thinking about Glee, too, and I couldn't think of anybody.
He did Nip/Tuck.
He did Nip Tuck as well.
Oh my god, yeah.
He did, of course, the great TV show that was The Glee Project.
No idea.
Guys, aren't you guys Ryan Murphy heads like I am?
No! How are you talking about?
I never would have guessed Ryan Murphy, I'm going to be real with you. Never once in my life would I have guessed that.
You fell victim to one of the classic blunders!
We got three of them, though, which I'm pretty impressed about.
Yeah, you guys did really good. You guys did really good. I honestly, it was kind of hard, and I wasn't sure how you do. And I was hoping, I wasn't sure how many people have on here, but I think you guys did a good job nonetheless. I mean, some of them I think were super easy, like name the best name. Obviously, Gantz.
I don't know, that one's so easy.
Mikey, I can't believe you didn't get your favorite Countout Network podcast of all time. I cannot believe it's really dumb of me. I agree. And for that, you know, I'm going to be keeping this title for a little longer. I think I'm going to be keeping this title a little longer because, after all, I am the champion. I am the champion, and the champion gets his music raised at the end of the podcast because that's what the champ deserves. That's what the champ earns, and I am that champion. Yeah, baby. The heel wins.
The heel, sure.
No happy ending tonight, folks.
No happy out. No happy ending to happy hour. There we go. Yeah, you guys got knocked out of the competition. But you guys are walking away with $20. That's $10 each for you guys. So, Lauren, you got $11 total. Mikey, you got how much money? $13.
Good thing I blocked you on Venmo. Good luck.
Just give me that $13. Give me it all, man.
Let's hit the whoops. Yeah, let's get the music going for getting out of here to pay that Venmo. I'll do the Venmo after the thing. Anything to plug, Lauren? Anything to plug?
Not at the moment. I know I've been on my little sabbatical with Your Dose of Death because I'm just so busy, but I was able to take the time out of my busy schedule to work with my two favorite pod bosses, you know, my pod fathers in a way. But I will be having something very soon with someone, a good friend of mine who reached out.
Something very exciting. Very exciting.
I have very few exciting things. First, Your Dose of Death will be coming back next week. But in November, I will give you guys kind of a little sneak peek, but I will be doing an Nick Gage Invitational's number 6 preview with a certain someone who will be my first repeat guest.
Nice.
In Your Dose of Death history. So be on the lookout in November, folks. Be on the lookout.
Definitely. You got to bring back more repeat guests, you know?
Well, I didn't. I've been trying to be original.
Of course.
But like,
but I would love to hear a Bam Sullivan or invite like return, you know,
just put it on the same show and see what happens.
Yeah, let's do that. Can we do a Your Dose of Death where it's you and two other wrestlers
who face each other before and just be like, I hate this guy.
Just use YDOD as a place to just shoot promos on each other.
I mean, but no, I try to be original, but I mean, this person is kind of like, if I were to do a repeat, they're numero uno on my list. And this person asked me to be on the show again at Effie's Big Gay Brunch. So
really?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought we had this conversation off air, but okay.
I don't remember the part where like they talked to you saying they want to be on the podcast.
They looked me dead on the eyes and they're like, so we're doing some NGI. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, baby. That's awesome. That's a huge shout out.
I guess people like me enough, so apparently. I guess I have people that like me. Amazingly. I haven't turned anyone away yet.
Damn, Daniel.
That gets a big, big old damn Daniel. Mikey, anything to plug? Take us home.
Yeah, go check out.
This podcast has gone way too long.
Go check out Independent Waters every Wednesday here on the Countout Network, where me and Zach Batista take a dive into the indie wrestling scene and pull back matches for you guys to check out, for us to review. Whether you're an entrenched indie wrestling fan or you're brand new to the scene, I think you'll love the show, because you can either get new takes on matches you've already seen or get recommendations for matches to check out to get into the indie scene. So go check out Indie Waters every Wednesday here on the Countout Network.
Okie dokie.
You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Knightsey. You can listen to all my shows on the podcast, like Happy Hour. But that's the only show you need to listen to, because I'm the podcast king. So listen to Ring Post Radio. Listen to Happy Hour. I'm the best podcaster in the known universe, as you can tell from my hosting styles of this, because I am the podcast champion. Fear me. Fear me. Bow to me, your king, the podcast champion of all time.
I refuse.
Mikey. No, you can't refuse. You are subjected to do so. Did you spit on me, sir?
Yeah.
Did you spit on me?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. Do I have a soundboard for this? I have a soundboard. You know what I think of you? You know what I think of you? You know what I think of
Why
you?
Why don't you tell me?
You're not my dad!
There we go. I'm not.
Yeah, my dad. It's just like my dad. You guys both hate me.
You love
me. Stop.
You're walking away with 20. What, how much money? $13.
God, because I blocked you on Venmo.
There we go. At Ryan Knightsey on Twitter, the podcast king himself. I'm coming at the throne. Maybe we should get some guests on here, and I'll teach them to subject to me as the podcast king.
Yeah, we'll see how that.
Let's get Bam Sullivan on the show.
That's my guess.
I think Bam Sullivan actually would have been good at this. I think he would have a good time.
Oh, I'll have to ask him next time I chat him up. It's been a while, so.
I feel like you and Bam on the show, Lauren. I feel like you got that would be hilarious. Hilariously stupid.
That would be awful.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Happy Hour. We'll see you next week. I don't have a thing to go on, so I'm just going to end you with this.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Goodbye! Thank you. This has been a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.